WNREG mobile.
NN mobile monitoring.
AB9KJP Northwest 39. N9KOP mobile. 3ABT N9KOP. N9KOP mobile, Alcona County.
Good morning, Cameron. By the way, congratulations on getting the repeater back up.
Yeah, hey, good morning, John, and thanks. She's up and working pretty good. I think she's got better footprint than what she had before.
Where is it located now?
400 feet east of where it was at.
Okay, on the state police tower, or, well, what is it, Michigan Public Service Commission radio?
Yeah, MPSTS tower. That's where it's at.
How high up is this, and which side of the tower is it on?
I don't know 100% answers to that. We're still trying to get that figured out with engineering, but from what I can tell, wherever it's at, it's got good coverage because they can get it in Alpena. We can have conversations in downtown Alpena on 50 watt mobile. As far south as Sterling, I have not went west of the water.
Ah, well, good deal. Now, is there any other repeaters or equipment that moved over there? Because I think, didn't you have an ACRS unit, and then at times you had the 3-5 up in that?
Yep, there's nothing else there. No APRS, no 3-5, just the 700. The 3-5 is going to be getting a different home shortly, and the APRS is going to be getting a different home as well. So I just got to get all... Gotta get all my ducks in a row. We've been quite busy.
Oh, I can imagine, and I know it's hard finding a home for people. Tower owners just aren't lining up to have a repeater on there, especially when it comes to like an amateur radio.
You know, that's for sure. Are you mobile or are you at home?
No, I am sitting at home on my home base station here as normal. Actually, that is the J-pole antenna. Just a minute, I'll switch, or excuse me, that's the Yagi. I'm switching over the J-pole. The Yagi isn't pointed quite at that. It's pointed more toward up at the cover plate.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested to see the difference. You got a little bit of noise with you, just background noise, but other than that, you're full gliding.
Yeah, this is a J-pole antenna on my roof. My signal, or at least the repeater signal to me, went up about by one unit. Instead of full scale, it was like 10 less than full scale.
Yeah, there didn't appear to be any change there from what I could hear. How much power are you running?
Oh, this is only like 50 watts. Probably actually really about 45. You know, it seems like most of those. I have a meter, just radio. It's a FPM 500.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're making it. Like I said, it's not full quieting, but you're 99% of it is, but... All right, John, hey, I just got home. I got to feed the cow with chicken and stuff, so you have a good day. We'll chat with you later. NAYFF at 9KOP mobile.
Sounds
Okay.
Thank you, Cameron. And again, congratulations on finding a home for the repeaters. It's played off in an accomplishment in and of itself. And it's sounding good. So thank you very much. Any YSS?
KF8EMY testing. KF8EMY testing.
NHDMH, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Well, I'm talking to you via Petoskey.
Hey, Mr. Jim, what's going on?
Hey, are you up for an electronics or electrical question?
I'm always ready.
Well, I'm working on this. It's actually a position sensor, but they call it a HAL effect. H-A-L-L-E-E-S-S-E-C-K, or E-E-C-T, HAL effect. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Oh, yeah, HAL effect. If I remember right, those detect, magnetic fields or something like that.
Yeah, somehow you inject a current into this sensor, and it gives you a readout of what the position is of of how far down this linear actuator is. And I've got no clue as to how it works.
Yeah, it detects change in magnetic field, like, around it, specifically in front of it, and it allows you to depict, like, a position of a magnet or something like that, like how far away it is. And if you use a bunch of them, you can use it to triangulate, like, a position.
Okay, well, that gives me some hints. It must move a magnet up and down some rod or something and detect how far down this rod is, or down this coil. I don't know if it's a coil or a rod. I'm a little flustered on it.
Yeah, Hall effect sensors are used for a lot of things. I think they're used for, like, cam position sensors and even crank position sensors on cars and stuff like that. Some of them are linear and some of them are digital. It's either one of them that will act like a switch, the other one will give you an analog output, and that's how they, that's probably how that whatever you're using has an analog one in it, or a linear one, and it uses that analog value that changes to figure out the distance of, you know, whatever object you're trying to figure out the distance of.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Go ahead with the contact.
Step out of Salt Lake, Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu Juliet Bravo. I'm a retired electrical engineer. Well, take the part number and look it up and get the specifications for it, and it'll explain all how it works and what you need to hook it up to.
Okay, well, I'll do some hints there. It's got three wires, and somehow it says I'll get a readout of anywhere between 0 and 800. I have no idea.
Specification associated with that part number will tell you exactly what to expect.
All right. Hey, well, good hint. I'll have to look that up. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. Name is Jim. I'll get back to digging through part numbers.
Well, I just want to appreciate when somebody's smarter than me gives information. I went to college to be an electrical engineer. That's when the whole COVID thing happened, and then discovered that doing online classes is not worth it when it's multiple thousands of dollars.
Okay, well, hey, thanks, Drake, and the other station there in Salt Lake. You know, all I know is I excited with what they call a pulse width modulator, a constant voltage, but anyhow, pulse width anywhere from 50 to 400 hertz pulse, and supposedly it gives me a readout.
Specification will tell you exactly what to expect, so that's the way to go. Glad I could help you guys. This is KK9DJB saying 73.
73.
Hey, thank you to both of you, Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. We'll be listening and trying to find part numbers. Thanks.
KSA-EMY, I think it was. At 8, you're right. Nothing hurt. Any damage? Any damage?
TEFJWTCVKHT.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Hey, UH.
KE8 FGW monitoring.